And I think that just that flicked this switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
I've been hurt and fucked up too many years ago. Hoping I could come up quick along the broken road. Well, I hustled and found a plug. From the extra, show me love. Now I'm flexing in a wreck. They hating on me too. And every sleepless night, let me to where I am. Bitches that broke my heart, they became hoes that scam. Show me a better way. Promise I'll quit this game. This much I know it's true. I came up and so could you. And fuck the boys in blue. Fuck them all. Fuck 12. Blowing money, act a fool. Who gets my proof? Brought my niggas, put them on. I promise I won't lose. I hustled and found a plug. From the extra, show me love. Now I'm flexing in a wreck. They hating on me too. And every sleepless night, let me to where I am. Bitches that broke my heart, they became hoes that scam. Show me a better way. Promise I'll quit this game. This much I know is true. I came up and so could you. And fuck the boys in blue.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You were listening to Jim and Them episode 839. Part two, fuck 12, fuck the boys in blue. My name is Mike Steele. I am here with two other men that I guarantee hate the boys in blue. I am here with Jeff Murphy.
This much I know is true. I came up and so can Mike. You just have to have gay sex.
Oh, my God. It's a new dawning of a new era. Play that beautiful pumpkin footage.
Do your thing first.
Okay. Okay. I'm doing my thing. You know, there's a lot of division in the country right now. And I think I have the solution for every election.
Let's find out what Jeff's solution is. Mm-hmm.
This is how you bring the parties together. Every January 6th, we storm the Capitol. If we win, like college football, we're running in there like, we're pulling out the field goal posts. We're fucking going crazy on there. Go crazy for Trump.
I'm not sure.
I've been working on a new character, Gay Trump.
Oh, okay.
I'm gay.
All right.
Yeah.
Still workshopping it?
It's been finished. It's been doing really good.
I believe it. Hey, yeah. You know what else I think hates the boys in blue?
What's playing? All right, hold on. There you go. Oh, you know what's playing? The birthday, actually. Oh. The birthday star playing.
Other than Corey Feldman is Mr. Jim Scampoli.
Yo. Thank you so much for that fine intro. Mike, you didn't even get to see this.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know what this pumpkin stuff is.
Watch this, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Check this out.
Whoa. Did he think it was gonna like crack and like smash?
Yeah, yep. We think he must have thought that it was gonna
break.
Does
he not know how hard pumpkins are?
I didn't know how hard pumpkins are. It doesn't even break on the ground.
Yeah, because that's like you can see it's cracked a little bit. Like the bigger it is, the more hollow it is. The smaller it is, the more dense it is.
There's two angles. Yeah, there's this one's not loading.
Why are they dropping a pumpkin?
Because he's a pedo.
Oh, okay. So this is more like Bupac stuff?
Yeah.
Your car's out. Fucking touch me. Predator.
You know they didn't think it was going to be like that.
They all clear out after it happens, too.
I know he's a pedophile, but I'm never a fan of the guy that touches you, and then when you touch him, he's like, don't fucking touch me. Don't you fucking touch me.
But yeah, that's Pumpkinhead. We love Pumpkinhead.
Huh.
Predator.
Jesus.
Give him the old Lars Hendrickson over
God
there.
Damn.
Pumpkinhead at his ass.
Oh, yeah, fucking, oh, no, that's not, that's
or Lance from Hendrickson, Obama. I'm sorry.
Jeff got the sheasty on with the American flag jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Fire.
Nice pause. Thank you, Eric.
Pause. Fire.
But yeah, thank you for that fine intro. So yeah, we were away last week. We missed a lot of stuff, so we're a little late to the party here. But the Costco guys were on fucking Fallon while we were away. So you know we got to watch
it. Well, and look who... They sat the closest to Fallon.
Yeah, the Rizzler.
The most important member.
What's great is this has definitely opened up a whole new ballpark for the Costco guys and the Rizzler, well, especially.
The Rizzler is now mainstream.
Yes. Oh, he's getting there. I still have to explain the Rizzler to people. Like, he's not as mainstream as I think in my head.
Yeah.
That's why I push back on that a little bit.
I'm speaking aspirationally right now.
Yeah. From under the cork trees around the corner, but right now we're just
Can you adjust your camera up a little, Mike? Because your head's getting cut off.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Just a little bit.
I'll just vape real quick.
Oh, maybe not that far. Yeah, there you go. Just do like that. But yes, because when I was at Horror Nights, we went on an RIP tour, and our RIP guide, she was very good, by the way. She was the best guide we've had. You guys missed it. But she was kind of dropping weird little, like, TikTok lingo here and there. So I brought up I was like, you must know who the Rizzler is.
Didn't know
who the Rizzler
was.
I had to explain it. But then when I pulled up a picture, she's like, oh, I've seen that kid. Like,
she just didn't know he was the Rizzler.
Just didn't know he was the Rizzler. But yeah, this was blowing up for them because people are talking about how Fallon probably hates their guts,
You saw the video that I shared where it's just like anytime they're talking, you can see the barely hidden contempt on his face.
Well, I definitely noticed it when I first watched it because I pulled it up. I pulled it up the night I was at Hawaii Tom's house and I was like, oh shit, they were on earlier. Let me pull that shit up on YouTube, and I watched it. And yeah, you could tell when he was doing the booms at one point, he's like, all right.
He's fucking over it.
And this fucking dumbass. I mean, for people that don't know, if you're new to our show, like, you've probably seen that before we had Bupac as our background and now that awesome picture of Corey Feldman as our background. Jimmy Fallon is our mainstay. Like, he's still back here in the background. Let me pull it up real quick.
He's like layers deep.
Yeah, because I can hide the Corey pose, and I can hide Bupac.
People used to join the show and be like, "What are you guys like a do you like love Fallon?"
Yeah. So, but like we've hated Fallon longer than anyone. We've hated Corey Feldman longer than everyone.
When people loved Fallon, and like Fallon was like everyone was super into him. We didn't like him.
Yeah. So we always had Fallon in the back because he's doing his stupid laugh. Which people used to think was endearing.
Yeah, now they know.
But now they know. And he even does it here when they do their review of like the double chunk chocolate cookie or whatever. But hold on.
When they patronize the fucking Rizzler, which infuriates me.
Mm. Well, the best part of this, spoiler alert, because I know people have probably already watched it, is when he has the Rizzler try the chocolate filled Twizzlers or whatever the fuck it is, and the Rizzler takes a bite of one and he still has a piece and he goes, what do I do with this? And Fallon just goes, all right. Fallon just ignores him. He gives him nothing. He no sells him.
Tonight Show, thank you so much for being here.
Why is he talking chocolate like that?
Welcome to the Tonight gross. Show. Thank you so much for being here. You guys have taken over the internet, and now you've gone way beyond the internet. AJ, Big Justice, let's start with you
Big
guys.
AJ.
You, over the summer, you had one of the biggest
yes,
songs, We Bring the Boom.
That's right? What we do.
We bring the boom!
All right, yes.
Yeah!
Here's the thing. Boom. AJ, you can tell that AJ used to wrestle.
The Rizzler asserts his dominance here, passing the line test. Mm-hmm.
You can
making Jimmy have to lean over the whole time.
Very true. Well, thank you, Gino.
You can tell that that AJ used to wrestle, because what he did was he goes, "Nah, we need a better reaction from the audience." So what we got to do is we got to engage them directly.
The guy's a worker. He knows how to work.
Yeah,
the crowd.
He's a worker for sure.
Last week on Saturday Night Live, they impersonated you on the show. Isn't that wild? Now, before we bring the boom, how did this all start? Just walk me through this, please.
Well,
so now the weird thing here, I cut it before they got the answer, is they don't even mention Costco. So there must be a weird, like, I can't think that Costco hates them, because they do ads, like they shoot little ads in Costco.
Companies can't just be like, wait, so these guys are affiliated with us? Like, if they're saying our name is the Costco guys, Costco's probably like, nope. Nope, you can promote yourselves and your names and anything you want, but you cannot call yourselves the Costco guys if you're out here doing shit like that, because that means that you might be directly affiliated with us.
But real ones know that in Still Bringing It, he says, even Costco calls us the Costco guys.
Sure.
It's one of the lyrics.
Yeah, sure. They probably thought they were going to stop bringing it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, on NBC, on the Tonight Show, I guess, for whatever reason, because he tells the story in a weird way without bringing up Costco.
Well, it's weird, too, that they're so focused on the song, because I didn't know that the song was the big thing. I thought the song was nothing, and we knew what it was because we know who
they
are.
Well, they don't even talk about the song. He just mentions that he made a video with them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the song's big, but it's not their ouvre. Mm-hmm.
I had started up a TikTok channel.
Okay.
And a lot of Big Justice friends were at school.
Look at Big Justice's boom chain, by the way. That rocks.
Oh, that is awesome.
That's so cool.
You don't like that.
I love that.
Actually, you probably do like that.
I would wear that.
They were doing TikTok channels. So one day, Big Justice comes home and he says, "Dad, I want to be on your show with you. I want to be on your channel with you." So I said, "Awesome, let's go." So we go to one of our favorite local hamburger restaurants. We film recording a hamburger. We give it a big boom. The video blows up. It gets to 100,000 views. I said, "That's it. This is now Father-Son channel. Let's bring the boom."
Yeah, we went. Yeah,
we went to two of our favorite restaurants. Invented the Whopper back.
Yeah, this is it. Now this is going to be what we do now. And now you've done. How many booms have you done? Do you know?
A couple hundred thousand.
Couple hundred thousand. Yeah, thousand. Big
look
Justin,
at Rizzler.
Like
he's so wise.
It's amazing. And it's not just working with my dad. It's working with
that
my whole family.
That boom chain's awesome.
Ashley, my mom.
Dude,
it's just
why
so
can
amazing
Big Justice
that we
barely
accomplished
talk?
All of this what together.
Because he can't breathe.
He sounds like...
What do you mean, Mike?
He sounds like I sound at the end of the show when I'm sick and like my voice is completely gone.
Well, Big Justice, he's going to be in for a rude awakening when his voice changes. And I feel like we're not that far away either. I think that's probably what's up with his voice as well. He's almost in that mode.
He's pushing through it.
Yeah, we bring
not
the
just
boom.
My dad.
Yeah, that's right. It's all right. Yeah,
the Rizzler, like whatever.
They've ignored him the whole time.
Can you imagine?
No, they're building up to it.
Yeah, can you imagine tuning in and you're like, they're talking to those two guys.
Yeah.
Who's this guy? Who's this little... Who is this
Jimmy
guy?
Fallon.
Because, you know, whenever they talk about it, the it factor, the Rizzler has it.
Yes.
He has the je ne sais quoi. Like, what he has the magnetism.
He
He's got it all,
He could have shut down and fallen apart, alive on TV, and he didn't.
No
well, he's like a... he follows the 48 laws of power. Like, he's the loudest guy in the room with saying nothing.
Yes, absolutely. He's one of the four pillars of hip-hop.
I was just saying, he follows the pillars of hip-hop.
Well, yeah, in Sun Tzu's The Art of War, they described a leader as a man of few words, but a million...
also a b-boy.
A million booms.
They're all dripping as hell too right now.
It is crazy, the drip. He's got like
what,
like Nike trainers that have croc holes in them.
Yes,
only the Rizzler's dripping.
No,
they're
all dripping.
They're wearing pants and a black shirt.
No, but that's his drip, dude. That's all dripping, bro.
Jeans and a black shirt is dripping now.
Perfectly ripped jeans,
because that it fits for his look. That fits.
And those retard shoes.
No, he's ahead of the curve.
No, they look like a retard would wear to a bowling alley.
They're called Jordans.
You're a great family. Thank you. I know Mama Justice too. Come on.
Mother of Big Justice.
Rizzler.
There is a remix of the song too.
Oh shit! He said Rizzler's name.
Yeah, here we go. Here comes Rizzler.
Rewind it. He said Rizzler's name.
So Rizzler. What?
Justice too. Come on. Rizzler. Good to see you, buddy. Nice to see you. Thank you for being here. Now you're known for the Riz face, okay? Yep.
Look at that shit. Look at that. Woo! Come on. Come on,
oh,
guys.
The Rizzler, baby.
I got stupid Tom. Why Tom? He's a listener of the show. I stayed over his house.
I got stupid Tom.
I stayed over his house last
weekend.
Does
he not like the Rizzler?
He keeps trying to tell me that, like, the Rizzler and the Costco guy's days are numbered. I'm like, you're out of your fucking mind. You don't know what you're talking about.
He's 100% correct.
No, he's not correct. Yes. Right. Yeah, you know his days are numbered? Fucking Simon Investigations on Instagram. Uh-huh. Your days are numbered. Guess what people get sick of? 1 minute long court case discussions. Yeah. I'll take a boom any day.
I like 10-second videos.
I think the Rizzler has longevity, but I think that it will... The power shift will happen where the Rizzler is carrying the Costco guys.
No, because the Costco guys had the foresight to bring the Rizzler on.
But that's what I'm saying is I think over time...
But the Rizzler is going to stick with the Costco
Rizzler's
guys.
The Rizzler is going to be Gwen Stefani, and they'll be the band. They're still going to be there, but it's no longer No Doubt. It's Gwen Stefani and her band.
People who made it with an American dream.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
Love and a family.
If you think that the Rizzler is going to do that, you don't know the Rizzler. That's all I'm going to say. People have fundamental misunderstandings of who the Costco guys are and who the Rizzler is.
You're continuously accusing me of saying the Rizzler is going to drop them, which I continuously don't say.
Yeah.
I say that he is going to become the face of
them. But even if he becomes the face, the Costco guys are still going to be there.
Yeah, but
they're always going to be there.
That's neither here nor there. I wasn't making that argument.
But you were saying they were going to fade away. But by definition,
I immediately corrected myself.
Well, then
said,
I missed you correct yourself because I was too busy correcting you over you correcting yourself.
Your anger blinded you.
It's that Norman Rockwell playing near the guy standing at town hall. It's like the Rizzler would never fade away. I actually think the Rizzler would be carrying the Costco guys.
I love these idiots like Boat Knight in the Twitch chat that's like, I hate this conversation. I hate this. I hate America. Yeah, that's how you are right now. I'll check in with you by Christmas. You're going to be like, the Rizzler, Rizzler.
There's no one I've shown the Rizzler to that it isn't a month later. Like, have you seen this
the
new
Rizzler's going to be in the new Ghostbusters movie.
Which ghost would he be? There's a couple he could be.
What is
See, the, like, look at Fallon. Fallon's dying. He loves the Rizzler.
So, basically, one day, I came home from school, and I was like, Dad, I want to make a video. And I was like, this is how to do the Riz face, and then I just didn't.
And then he just did it.
Wait, so you said that
Shut
Dad,
up,
I make
fucking
a video,
Vic Justice. He's always trying to get the
Vic
Rizzler.
Justice is always coming
he's
up.
Always, like, trying
he's always
to
trying to get
him.
The Rizzler scraps.
You
for
could tell
sure.
that the Big Justice didn't understand the dichotomy of
but
the late
also,
night conversation.
But I also think the Big Justice loves the Rizzler.
Oh, yes. No, they're ride or die.
You do the Riz face?
Yeah.
But what does it mean? This is how you do the Riz face. Can you teach me how to do the Riz face?
So first, you put one eyebrow down like this.
Mm-hmm. Ruth, you want to try this too?
And then you raise one up.
Yep.
Okay.
And then you suck in like this.
Yep.
Whoa!
You do it all together. Mm-hmm. And that's how you do the wrist face.
I'm doing the wrist face.
No, wait, like take the eyebrow. That's pretty good.
Questlove, what are you trying? You look like you're doing an impression of Robert De Niro.
I can't.
That's Questlove. Where's the fro?
I want to quickly mention that you got something big coming up, that you're returning to wrestling. Tell me about that.
I am returning to wrestling.
Hell yeah.
I'm coming back to bring the boom! So, Jimmy, I am very grateful. I will be wrestling for All Elite Wrestling.
Yeah.
And
where will you be?
Yep, it's going to be November 23rd. It's going to be at the Prudential Center right down the road in New Jersey.
Yeah.
I will be taking on QT Marshall.
Hell yeah.
And Big Justice is going to be in my corner.
Yep.
And Big Justice, we're going to bring the boom!
All right, good.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, that's where Fallon was like, all right, stop doing the boom thing.
I don't know if this is like a well-known thing, but there's another reason you can tell he's a good worker. Because he said who his opponent was.
Oh, yeah.
He said where it was.
Yeah.
He said when it was. He gave landmarks. That's what you're begging people for.
No, he knows.
Everyone wants to go out there and cut a goof promo, but then they don't talk about anything to do with the match at all or the people that they're wrestling. He did it. He did the damn thing.
That's my favorite thing I see in comedy, where it's like Big Ralph presents Ralph style, 7 p.m. Just doesn't say anything about anything.
Yeah, you don't know anything about anything.
Nice.
I'm rooting for you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, so you have something on your channel, you guys, AJ, Big Justice, called the Boom Meter. Mm-hmm. Can you explain how the Boom Meter works, Big Justice?
So we did this thing, Boomer Doom. And everybody got like, you don't give any dooms, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
So
he doesn't explain it well, but knowing what he's talking about, he's right, because everyone's like, you never give a doom, yeah, no. bro. You don't give dooms. So
terrible explanation for an entry-level person.
Well, we came up with the Boom Meter, because people rate stuff 1 to 10.
Yeah.
So we said, it goes from 1 to 5 booms. So we could be real. If it's good, it gets 4 booms. Okay, 2 booms. Bad, 1 boom. Amazing, 5 big booms.
Okay.
Boom!
Boom!
Okay.
Boom! Yeah, 5 booms. Yeah, okay. So now,
Jimmy. Yeah, no, shut the fuck up, dude, Fallon. He's jealous as fuck,
Jimmy,
by the way.
Really shut that down because they were like, no, we're going to do
it.
We're
going to do it.
Not want them to do
two
it.
2 out of 5.
To be fair, it almost looked like maybe that was planned, though, and they were doing it early, and so he was trying to save it. Maybe.
Nah,
maybe.
I think he's jealous. He's like, they're getting a lot of my shine. It's like in the I Didn't Do It Boy episode of The Simpsons when Conan's like, only I may dance.
Yeah.
A moment with the Rizzler, though, is like in Interstellar, how like time is like. It feels like it. We're 4 minutes in and it feels like 1 second because of how much I love the Rizzler. Yeah.
I can give you each a Halloween candy and then you'll rate using the Boom Meter.
Yeah.
You cool with that?
Let's do it.
Rizzler.
All right, Rizzler, you're up first. Okay, this is a cream-filled Twizzler.
That looks good.
It looks good. Twizzler for the Rizzler. All right, let's see. Okay.
I'm gonna give that 2 big booms. Boom! Boom! Okay.
Wow.
2 big booms.
Secondary Riz.
Where I put this?
Yeah, all right. Ready? Big Justice.
He just no-sells them. He no-sells them completely.
Although, put this?
To be fair, he's like, I don't know, you 900-pound kid, eat it.
It's like, no, all he had to do is not put the fucking plate away.
Yeah.
Let him put it back on the plate, you fucking sack of shit.
Defend the Rizzler.
2 big boons.
Dude, the where do I put this is the best part of this whole interview.
Where do I put this? And it's nothing.
That's right.
Where do I put this?
Yeah, all right. Ready, Big Justice? You're going to
kill
me.
Right. I love Chow Right. A rare Jimmy Dump kind of. Chow Right.
Where do I put this?
A rare Jimmy Dump because, of course, he should not know what this is. Sure, all right. We're moving along.
Where I put this?
Yeah, all right.
Chow, right?
You know what? I don't care if people call us normies when we enjoy the Rizzler.
Where do I put this?
Hey, because he's also a real husky. He has a pretty deep voice for looking.
Where I put this?
Yeah, all right. Ready, Big Justice? You're going to kill me, but ready? Yeah. It's Halloween treats, all right? Here's a
shot of Hennessy.
Look, he's still just holding it, so he just eats it.
Come on.
Yeah, come on, dude.
If I went trick-or-treating and got raisins, who wants raisins when they're out trick-or-treating?
They're good for you.
I like chocolate raisins.
You do. Rizzler likes chocolate.
Rizzler rocks.
The Boom Meter.
One boom. Boom.
Why not just give it a doom?
Barely gave it a boom on that
the
one.
The uncle's not
all
there.
Right, this is for all of us.
He tried to get the Twizzler.
But the Rizzler's like, nope. Wait. The Rizzler won't let him.
Is he trying to give back the raisins though too? Like he doesn't.
No, he's trying to take the Rizzler's Twizzler.
Hold
gave
on.
It a boom on that one.
No, he's right. Got the raisins.
Oh, yeah.
Look, Fallon doesn't. There was no fucking exit strategy for the food he's handing them
so
during
mad at
the
Fallon.
Interview.
You're so mad at Fallon for this inept interview.
It's
this is
a
for
bungle.
All of us. We can try these. Are
I think he just puts
peeps.
It on the table then.
Pumpkin I think these peeps. Are gonna work.
Ooh.
Yeah. I already can tell it's gonna. AJ, you wanna grab one?
Send that down here.
It's all right. A peep.
How many booms?
It's
for
a
the
peep.
Pumpkin peeps.
We need to try it.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, he got his ass.
That's yummy.
What do you guys think?
Rizzler's unimpressed.
5 big booms.
Really?
Boom! 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 They fucked it up, kind of.
Well, the band. band fucked them up. The band tried to speed them through the goddamn booms.
It's crazy the ineptitude of which they're handling the Rizzler, Big AJ, and Big Justin.
Dude, how do you fumble the fucking Costco guys and the Rizzler?
This Mickey Mouse operation over here. Fucking, oh yeah, let's talk over the Rizzler, not give him a plate to put his Twizzler on there. Give fucking AJ raisin or Big Justice raisins. He's never had a goddamn fruit in his life unless it was pickled.
Poor Big Justice is up there. Like he's clearly nervous.
Yeah.
The Rizzler, I think, is maybe too young to be nervous, and AJ's a pro, but poor Big Justice is up there floundering.
He's still holding it down, though.
Oof, I don't know if I'd say he's holding it down.
No, he's...
Really?
See, the band fucks them up. I wasn't just fucking around.
Yeah, they went 1, 2, 3,
the band
four,
started being
five.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, okay, the Roots, you fucking moron. This isn't a hardcore cover of the Boom Meter.
What if it was? Yeah. I want a hardcore cover of the Bring the Boom.
Yeah, it's blast beating their way out. We all know it's boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, no, there's the rhythm there.
It's Iron Man, and they're going fucking Metallica.
It's pretty good.
Hey, but hang on here, Jimmy.
Yomp.
We couldn't leave without giving something to you.
You did not.
Oh, yeah.
And we have for you a double chunk chocolate cookie
from nowhere.
What do we do?
Show them how we do this.
All right.
Dude, you know what it could have also been? It might not even have been Costco. It could have been NBC being like, you're not plugging that unless Costco pays us.
Oh, that.
I didn't even think of that.
That could make sense, too.
Look at that. The contempt and foul face.
Watching this interview, you can see Jimmy thinks they are beneath him and he's so over it from the start.
Yeah, but he's fucking mistaken,
Eric.
He's
wrong.
Thank you for the super chat.
Eric also earlier said Jimmy is usually funny, so should we ban him for
that? We don't like Jimmy Fallon.
He's probably better than Big Justice, but not the Rizzler.
What? How do we do this now?
No, Jimmy Fallon is not better than any of these three gentlemen on stage with him.
Jimmy, you ready?
Yes.
It's AJ!
Big Justice!
And the Rizzler!
And we're here with Jimmy Fallon!
Because look... Fallon can't even get through this segment without doing his break gimmick.
I know, but that's just because he's so nervous because the Rizzler's so close to him.
Actually, I need to take it back.
That's awesome.
You know how nervous I'd be if I was hanging out with the Rizzler?
Ready?
Yes.
It's AJ.
Big Justice.
And the Rizzler.
And we're here with Jimmy Fallon, and this is the Boom Meter. Jimmy's going to try the double chunk chocolate cookie.
Pause. The Last Supper.
Oh, shit.
Rembrandt's The Last Supper or the other guy?
Well, I already tweeted this, but if they don't do a video where fucking the Rizzler is baby Jesus in a nativity scene for Christmas, dude,
that'd be so
what
cute.
The fuck are we doing?
Yeah. Oh my God, on the top of my tree, it's Rizzler. Yeah.
How is the Rizzler not going to be baby Jesus in the nativity scene?
Or a turkey for Thanksgiving?
Mm. Yeah, this Lord and Savior gets five big booms.
Boom, 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 boom.
Can you imagine
God
how
is
little
good.
Patience Jimmy would have had if he dropped one of those booms?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. The double chunk chocolate cookie. I'm going to give it a try.
That's very good.
That's a weak bite.
So, Jimmy, what does the double chunk chocolate cookie get on the boom eater?
The double chunk chocolate.
Yeah, say cracking
cookie.
Up.
That's five big booms!
Boom! 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 Boom!
Closer.
Yeah, closer.
Big Justice! The Rizzler, everybody! We'll be right back!
Yeah! I mean, the Rizzler's so great.
AJ does look like he could be in a hardcore band.
Rizzler.
I love the Rizzler.
He's so cute.
I love the Rizzler. I did Rizzler face on every ride at Disneyland. And it changed. It just made them all better.
I like one of the thumbnails. It's the Costco guys, Jimmy Fallon disaster, and it's an arrow pointing at Jimmy's. And it says bully.
Jimmy Fallon disaster. I'm trying to find the. Maybe I guess it's got to be on Twitter.
The country has to fall in love with the Rizzler.
Oh,
let me see where the fuck the promo like for their appearance. I'm probably just gonna find the appearance everywhere though. Because the promo is really fun. Like, I will give it to him. It's a funny idea when, like, Fallon's running into them backstage and he looks under a table and the Rizzler's sitting there.
I did just see the picture of the Rizzler with a cookie.
Maybe Google instead of on looking for it on here.
Yeah, just because I remember seeing it on here. But I think it's just everything's going to pull up the interview.
Yeah. Put promo in it. Maybe if you put promo in there.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, you're right.
But it's funny. It's just a quick thing. But also, I mean, since we are talking about, we do have to talk about fucking dumb baby Gronk is out again.
What a little
trying to get on.
I mean, and by proxy, his father is clearly a loser too, because like, it's hard to put all of it on like who is clearly a young kid. But also, little kids not trying to do what adults do is always annoying to me as well on social media.
He's a 13-year-old bullying an 8-year-old.
Oh, he's 13?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't
realize
that.
Baby Gronk is like has a working brain.
I thought he was younger than AJ. I mean, younger than Big Justice.
I don't know.
He's probably, well, he actually, because Big Justice is only like 10 or 11, right? No, I think, he's probably older than both of them, actually.
Yeah, I thought he was like 10 or 11 years old.
Or actually, maybe he is only 10. Let's see. How old is Baby Gronk? Because there are people that are probably like, who the fuck is Baby Gronk? We're just talking about him like everyone knows. Baby Gronk's just another fucking clout chasing piece of garbage.
Yeah.
He basically got a little shine off just the name Baby Gronk and just being a kid.
Yeah, he was like fish in a small pond kid kind of guy.
But what's really soured him? Yeah, this says he's 10 years old, so he is pretty young. But what really soured him is he's trying to clout chase onto the Rizzler trying to beef with him.
Yeah, he had 15 seconds of fame. Yeah. Baby Gronk came and went.
Yeah,
but the Rizzler is here to stay, like we mentioned earlier. And so he keeps trying to like invade the Rizzler's spotlight to try and get a little bit of shine.
I have so much more internal fire for the Rizzler versus Baby Gronk than Corey Feldman News. We're pontificating at each other. What you don't understand about the Rizzler? We're all sweaty like 12 angry men.
Yeah, I am furious.
Rizzler, you don't want to smoke me? You don't know who I am? I'll beat you up and your dad and Big Justice. Big Justice, don't get into this. This is between me.
Why does
and
it sound
Rizzler.
Like Will Vicky now?
I call you out to a box match, Rizzler, and I'll beat you up.
To a what match?
Boxing match?
Boxing?
He's match talking Rizzler. Like he has dipping.
Yeah.
Does he have dipping?
Well, he's got a piece of candy in his mouth. He's got like a Jolly Rancher.
He's got like a grill in or something.
Okay. Me and the Rizzler. I call you out to a box match, Rizzler.
Oh, yeah, boxing.
And I'll beat you up.
That's fucked up.
What's great is everyone's like, fuck you, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's coming to the Rizzler's defense. The Rizzler doesn't even have to fucking speak on it.
It's a bummer because, like, he's a little loser or his parents are making him do it. And that's extra, like, embarrassing and sad.
Yeah.
Or it's a little bit of both. And that's a bummer.
Obama!
Does he have bands on his leg? What a flex.
Don't support Jimmy Fallon and Baby Gronk in the same night.
Is Eric becoming a villain?
The Rizzler? I'm gonna kick your fat butt! Rizzler, you need to stop eating candy! Big Justice, help me!
Okay, well, this seems like self-produced, so I'm okay with it.
Yeah, they tried to make a sketch.
This is a video a kid makes.
Well, but it's also pathetic that you're like a little kid and you're like trying to start an online feud. But again, I stand by, it's just little kids seeing adults on social media and trying to emulate them. And
well, it's definitely his dad's being like, oh, you got to talk shit to the Rizzler.
Well, because we learned that his dad has basically been trying to make him a thing on the internet for a while.
Oh, yeah. Baby Gronk.
Yeah, you have to be mean to the Rizzler, and then you go home at night and just weep in your room. Yeah. Like, I can't.
Well, and it's just like, imagine a more one-sided argument than the Rizzler versus Baby Gronk. It's impossible to have it be more one-sided.
Well, it's a classic rich kid versus fucking blue-collar, hard-working kid. Like, this kid has, like, had been playing ball his whole life, had a little bit of hype playing ball as an 8-year-old or whatever.
Yeah.
This kid just came up on his own original concept, his own idea, and just loving his family.
Yeah,
I mean, Baby Gronk got to be seething because, he sees the Rizzler, like, at Mets games. He sees him at that, like, that NBA, like, charity game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Getting all the shine for just having just that natural charisma.
Yeah,
that's the problem, because Baby Gronk is just a catchy name. He's not like the Rizzler.
Yeah.
I was being sarcastic, guys.
Hmm.
This kid is a turd.
I thought he was being sarcastic as well. Okay. I thought he was.
Well, I was.
Thank you, Eric.
I also did. I assumed that it was obvious when we were pretending to turn on Eric.
No, it felt like you guys were serious.
It'd take like $20 more to convince me.
I said I wanted to be gay with him earlier.
Guys.
But yeah, there you go. That was what we missed. We missed the goddamn.
Yeah, nothing to see here.
Costco guys on Fallon.
Some hanger on trying to steal the Rizzler's shine.
Gino, are you still there? Call, give us a call. We need Gino's corner now.
Why? What did he say to you when we were off air? I don't understand.
No, because I want to check in on Gino with Kevin now being out of the country. Gino's without a home. Oh, there we go.
Remember what he said about Barbarian?
That's fine.
Gino! What? Are you there? Hold on.
Yeah, well, I'm here. I'm finally here. What's there he is. How are you doing?
Hey,
this is what you get.
No, this is what you get. Gino, so now that Kevin is officially out of the... For people that don't know, Kevin Scampoli was on our last episode. He mentioned he was going on the Camino de Santiago. He's the host of TWFS, the whole fucking show, which is going on a, you know, mini hiatus while he's globetrotting, which leaves Gino here without a home. So, Gino, how are you feeling these days?
You know, again, the past couple of days have been kind of sad, you know, realizing that it is gone, that it is just a truly real long hiatus we're going to have, whether it be a year, 2 years, no matter how long it's going to be, as Kevin is this nomad journeying the world. But I'm still like trying to stay positive.
I know you can type without periods, but can you talk with no periods? Because, Gino, you're proving that it's possible.
Listen, I try to prove that it's possible, but I also try to prove that, you know what, I understand the point of a show. Try to keep it going, keep the conversation, keep every point going until you just can't stop, all until right. There is just no reason, until you finally finish that sentence.
All right.
Thanks. Gino's a goddamn, he's a professional. That's why, yeah, he goes... Until he's like negative breath. He like just keeps going and going.
He's like Jim Carrey and Liar Liar.
So have you shed a few tears? What are you thinking? What's in the future for Gino?
You know, I've been looking into the future, trying to figure out what I want to do. My future. Another phone call. Who are you doing? How are we doing?
Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Is Gino still there?
Yes.
I am here.
Hey, Gino, can you hear me?
I hear you. What's happening?
Nothing.
Understandable. Life is that way sometimes.
Well, fuck Gino.
Whoa! You got your box.
Oh, my God. We got ourselves a Nick Saito, Gino, Baby Gronk, Rizzler type situation.
Oh, my God.
Going
who's
on
the
here?
Rizzler?
Gino.
I think the close thing is me.
Dang, Gino, I had no idea you had such Rizzler potential.
And I feel like I've learned the potential because I've learned to assert dominance, understanding how to truly pass that blind test, as we saw the Rizzler be able to do every single second during that interview.
Here's the thing, though. Both you and Nick Saito have both done bad things that have to do with one of my favorite movies, Barbarian.
Yeah, that's very true.
And so I'm going to have a hard time truly declaring either of you the Rizzler, and perhaps this is a Baby Gronk 1 versus Baby Gronk 2.
Here comes Jason Lee.
But see, that's why we have to just wait a little bit longer, and then when Weapon comes out, we realize, you know what, Barbarian was only that guy's start, but then when Weapon does come out, that's when we realize, you know, this was his masterpiece.
We'll see. We'll
damn,
see
Gino, you're in the know, huh? You know about upcoming announced films. I didn't know that about you.
I at least try to keep up to date with what's happening. Like, just how I know that Terrifier is getting two more films, which is what I'm excited for, is us going to hell in the next film, and just what's going to happen in Weapon is what I'm more excited about.
Is he spoiling something about the movie right now?
You could maybe think he's... did you spoil Terrifier 3 right there, Gino?
Because that's like his classic thing, is like talking
going
about the
hell
ending
is just what
things
will happen in any film. Like, when you have a real franchise like this, when you have Jason does go to hell, why would Terrifier go to hell?
I hear what you're doing right now, Gino. You're cobbling something together,
cool.
My friend.
All right, nice. So the end is they all go to hell, right? Okay.
Technically, that's not the end, though.
Okay.
That is not the end. I'm not spoiling anything. It's just that anything could happen where there could be demons.
Okay.
Gino, did you see Heretic? You going to go see Heretic?
I need to see Heretic. People have told me good things about Heretic. I need to find some time, get a ticket. Thankfully, we have that fucking AMC stuff up so I can be able to go right into that one day anytime so I can go and get a free ticket. So I'm going to check that.
God damn you, Gino. Every time I think I'm out, you pull me right back in. I'm also a Stubbs member of AMC. I can see any movie I want. A bunch of movies a week in any theater. It's a great deal.
Gino, what I
it
need...
It really is a great deal as long as you make sure you can try to go to 3 films if you can every week so it actually makes it worthwhile.
Oh, I'm seeing movies.
$20 a month, like, really cheap. Like, it's hard to pay.
What I need you to do this week, Gino, is whether it be Heretic or whatever it is you see...
Gino's English is more English than people who can speak English can English.
I don't know what that means, but
it sounds
Kevin
funny.
Have something on you?
Who?
You.
No, I like Gino. Mike liked Gino for a time. But also, the part of Gino that's supposed to be good, though, is you're supposed to have contempt for him. That's what Kevin does.
Yeah.
So if you want to talk shit to him, just talk shit to him, Jeff.
That's the bit that I'm doing.
It's something to say.
It's because me and Jeff played Overwatch. He understands just how good of a support I am. He understands appreciation he has for
he's
me. He
in
doesn't
the
want
front,
to
just running around.
He's Mercy with a gun
yeah,
out.
He's just, yeah. Where's Gino? Never to be found. He's back at base respawning.
It's because DPS Moira is the only way to play him where you don't support. It's all about doing damage, showing that DPS can't do that.
You tried DPS Moira? Insane. You piece of shit. You human
he
garbage.
He doesn't, though. That's the thing. He's making those up. I play DPS Moira. And I crush.
Jeff, you piece of shit.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
No.
Yeah, I got 30 kills and a bunch of revives. Okay.
You got revives?
Yeah, I'm reviving the whole time. I'm just throwing the orbs. I'm getting... Right. I'm getting.
Well, then that's not DPS Moira.
It's. I'm just throwing the orbs.
That's just regular Moira.
Gino, I need you, after you see either Heretic or whatever you see this week, you got to record a 5-minute movie review for Gino's Corner next week on Jim and Them.
You know, I would love to, but I feel like with my type of review, my type of way that I would do it faster than 5 minutes. 5 minutes would be just too short. I can't do it. I'd be doing stuff so fucking quick, trying to just go right to the point without spoiling it, because if I go too long, I will be just spoiling it.
Well, one of the foundations of Gino is not spoiling movies. Yeah. Yeah. If I know anything about Gino, it's that he never spoils movies.
The worst thing about the Heretic is that it's a dream.
The best one.
Say that again, Gino.
People need to be prepared, because like I thought, because how they were streaming on Discord, I thought it'd be at the perfect time when I did bring about J Long showing up. I thought it was perfectly timed, but no, it was just a few seconds off.
Oh, God. He's talking about when he spoiled Barbarian. He was just a few seconds off, guys.
Blaming the bitrate? The bitrate of the stream?
Yes, I blame the Discord stream.
Hold on, I see. Oh, Gino's Vacuum just sent a super chat. I'm waiting for it to catch up. Thank you, Jameson and Jack, for the previous super chat. But no, I just feel for Gino because he's a man without a home now. He's like when
Gino goes to the movies, but not Crunch Fitness.
It's like when a samurai is a samurai that loses his tribe. Who
becomes Ronin?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. Gino's a Ronin now. He's just
Ronin.
Wandering.
That
by
makes
himself.
Him sound way cooler. So now I'm way more on board with Gino. Gino the Ronin? Hell yeah!
I mean, he's even got kind of like samurai hair because it's like long in the back and he's like bald in the front. So you make like a ponytail. That's a samurai do,
is
right?
Is that what Gino looks like? I've never seen Gino.
I've seen Gino.
He looks like how he sounds.
I don't think I've ever seen Gino. You know what? I'm going to try and find a picture of someone.
You know
that
the World
I think
of Warcraft
like
episode
Gino.
Of South Park?
That's what Gino looks like? Oh, I've been picturing someone very different.
Why? That's exactly what he sounds like.
I've been picturing someone that looks like, Enzo Amore.
Actually,
really?
Yeah.
If you can vamp for a minute, I can show you what Gino looks like.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
and
yeah.
Gino, hold it down with the boys here. You can handle that, right?
All right, Gino.
Of course, I always handle with fucking Kevin every time, especially with Tyler when we were just walking, just trying to talk while we were just waiting for Kevin to come back. I could always vamp. Fill the time. Fill that air so there is no dead air whatsoever.
What do you That's think he's on. Saying?
Something about dead air. Here's the thing, Gino.
He's like if a deaf guy taught like a feral child to duck.
Gino, I need you to come up with your top 5 games of the year. What I need you to do is you need to figure it out by December. So you can play as many games as you want till December, but start coming up with that list. And I need you to record it and send it to me. And I will tag it onto the episode that me and Kristen do for the Patreon for our top games.
Well, here's what I got to ask you then, just to make sure we can criteria what really is considered a game. Is a DLC considered part of a game's of the
if it's if it's standalone, that's completely fine.
Did you just let him in? Is he here? What is happening?
No, no. My car's not here. It's because I dropped Kevin off, and Kevin had a Gino pillow that he gave me. Okay. I was gonna go grab
that
the Gino.
Pretty funny.
I was gonna go grab the Gino pillow, but it's in my car, and okay. My car's not in the garage.
In my head, in fact, I never want to see Gino because in my head, Gino looks like Enzo Amore, and that's how I want him to always look.
That doesn't make any sense.
I think it makes perfect sense. I can understand like how I sound, even a similar bit like the real one himself.
Yeah,
I think here's Kevin holding up the Gino pillow. Okay. Oh shit! There he is. Right.
That's
there.
What Gino looks
yeah.
like.
Yeah. Doesn't he sound exactly like that?
A real pro wrestling fan. Yeah.
Okay. I should say I've stood next to Gino 1,000 times when I go to live wrestling events.
But yeah, that's the
it's
pillow.
Just how the water's always pillow. Been for us real pro wrestling fans that are hardcore to the bone.
Hey, no, Gino, I'm not even talking shit. I just simply am flabbergasted by how little you look like Enzo Amore.
It's pretty really fun. I respect that you would start surprised, but you don't feel like fucking ashamed. Like, feel like, oh,
no.
This guy, why the fuck is it this type of guy? You understand. You
Gino,
appreciate
Gino, if I was coming out and I was like, sometimes I'll come out to like I wrestled in Arizona and they didn't know who I was. So like the crowd didn't know how to react to me. And but you still gotta like get them on board, show them like who you are, what like whether they should like you or hate you, what's good about you, blah 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 blah. And if I saw someone like you, I'd be like, I need to zero in on that guy. If I can get that guy on board, I can get the whole crowd on board.
And that's how it should be. You need to go right for that target audience to make sure you know the hardest of hardcore is getting some response. And then you're like, you did your job as a great indie worker.
It's like he's holding in a hit of galaxy gas every time he speaks.
Actually, yeah. Well, Jeff, you have the galaxy gas, right?
Yeah. Are we doing it?
No.
I don't think we can do it on
were
stream.
Were we ever doing it?
I brought it. I thought it would be funny. I'm like, I don't think if you can do this on YouTube. So.
Yeah, maybe YouTube might not enjoy it.
Go I'll do there. It by myself. Oh, you want me to do it off?
I mean, I don't
you want
me
to do it standing by the stairs.
I don't think you should do it at all, but I am saying if you want to do it, you can do it over
I've
there.
Also done this a million times.
Oh, yeah, you have. I forgot.
Even the Galaxy. Oh, I guess it's just a brand, right? Have you done the Galaxy Gas?
I haven't done the Galaxy Gas ever, but I probably can't do it on.
You were a king of whippets back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, I've done them. They're fine. But this one, can I do the whole thing while I stand by the stairs?
Gina, what do you think about Galaxy Gas? Would you ever do it?
I don't think I would ever want to do it to kill my brain cells that much faster than any other.
I could probably do a good Gino impression.
I appreciate that you don't want to do Galaxy Gas, Gino. Good for you.
I'm glad you appreciate
fuck?
Me
Whoa.
Being so honest and direct.
That was scary.
That was a Galaxy Gas jump scare.
You going for it?
Jesus. It is just a big-ass whippet. That's all it is. It's an enormous
whippet. That is a
whippet.
Huge whippet.
So basically, I just do the thing about Terrifier.
It makes your
Wait,
voice
you're not
change?
Even, you're not putting that on?
No. Yeah, you've never done a whippet before?
No,
of course not.
Actually, I'm going to put my headphones on, and Gino, you tell me something to say.
Oh, my God. Gino, we'll tell you when to tell him what he should
say.
Yeah,
tell me something to say.
All right, what you should be saying is that Terrifier 3 is the greatest horror film of 2024.
Terrifier 3 is the greatest horror film of 2024.
Whoa! Holy shit!
You got to sound like Gino.
Yeah, Jeff on Whippets is just Gino.
Whippets rule.
It's just perfect.
Aren't Whippets like the most trailer park-ass shit?
Actually,
they become like more mainstream now, which is
I think they become more mainstream now, which I think is funny to say.
You sound like I'm on the Mark, Tom, and Travis show when they pretend to be the devil. That's what you sound like, Jeff.
Gino, your retort? Your retort?
I don't really have a retort because like, your voice is perfect for like the devil. Like if you really need that way for like animation, you'd be the perfect voice actor while you're on.
I am like the perfect animation guy to be the devil.
What the fuck? It's weird looking at you and hearing that. It's like Jim,
like
it's like Jim has like chipmunk
yeah,
voice.
Yeah, it's like when we
on.
Turn the fucking the filter on.
That's wild. Well, you're going to... isn't it bad to like do that many in a row?
I can't hear you right now.
All right, yeah, don't do...
No, you're fine.
Don't do any more then.
Don't do any more whippets.
Was Gino talking?
No.
Okay.
No, we're just scared. We worry about your health right now.
I can't tell when it's Gino talking or Jeff doing
yeah,
whippets.
Yeah, I can't tell if Jeff just took a big whippet haul or if Gino's doing
I haven't taken a big whippet haul. I think Jeff should take a bunch more whippets.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
Oh, no, Gino, don't tell Jeff to do that.
Hey, I gotta do
I would never
more.
Tell Jeff to hurt himself like this and kill himself faster.
Oh my God, they really do sound identical. We didn't see that coming.
That's the thing about...
Jeff can't talk anymore unless he's whippet talking.
Put the whippets away.
It is alluring. Remember when you're a kid and you have helium voice? There's an allure there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thanks for Gino's corner, Gino.
Okay, yeah, real quick. It's I did want
to. I'm excited for the future, and I will be trying to label down the top five games of all time, at least for this year for you, Mike. Even though we all know number one, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, no matter what that is, number one.
Give me a top five, and don't be afraid to change your number one if you feel like it makes more sense later.
Unless it's Code
I'll
Veronica.
Be checking my
fuck
time
off.
To really make it out into that. Code Veronica, I'm looking forward to when they eventually remake
one.
That. But right now, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is number one. And then Alan Wake 2's Ludlake House DLC is getting close to number
all
one.
All right.
Before you leave, Gino, what's the story with you and your Asian children you're going to adopt?
The whole point was like Kevin and I were like talking about like how he or someone was bringing up how I wanted like think about my future. I was like, if I were to have children, I would want to adopt. From China because of the whole thing, and even though it was like long before, and I think they have changed it since then. The whole idea, like how they would kill women, like daughters, because they were like they prefer sons, and they only have them in adoption centers so like a short period of time before they just execute them. Was what I was worried about back then.
One of my favorite things is people have made AI videos of Gino's adopted Asian kids.
It's Robert Bing.
Wow, that's surprising.
It looks so funny to
that
me.
That looks super just real.
The biggest smile you've ever seen. It's so funny because this clearly is AI only if you're looking.
Yeah.
Because like Gino's never smiled like that. he never had a bouncy baby Chinese boy on his knee.
It makes me laugh so hard just that the camera zooms out.
It's a Chinese guy.
All right, Gino. Thank you for calling, man. Yeah, let us
thank
know.
You,
give
Gino.
Us give us your Gino's corner. Let us know on your film review. Yeah, you could bang it out in 90 seconds. Take a big breath and just go for it.
I'm seeing Heretic tomorrow.
Really do what I can. Hell yeah, I'm going to find the time to find watch Heretic. Hopefully next week at the very least, it's going to be next Friday, and I'll probably be able to get you a review by then.
All right, thank you, man.
Bye, Gino.
Probably have a great night, you guys. Love you all. Later.
It really is remarkable how much Jeff on Whippets sounds exactly like Gino normally.
It's so funny it does that to your voice, too. Yeah. Because anytime I've seen a video of people on Whippets, they're like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Until you do it, you realize it's not a big deal. We're just living in Gino's world.
Huh. Gino's world, you say.
Let me see. Before we head out, what else do we have to end the night on here? You know what? I only skimmed through this. But a guy went to the, I don't know if this was the Child Protective Services person that attempted to take his children away or took his children away, but apparently he chokes them out on video.
Oh, I mean.
What?
He's probably not a good parent.
Yeah, that feels counterproductive. Call me crazy, but that sounds counterproductive to me.
I thought he would have, you know, he got the police under his hand and.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, no, he doesn't look like he's in an office. He looks like he's like in a hotel lobby. Has he been stalking the guy?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it looks like he's like waiting for.
Like
him
maybe
somewhere.
It's like court though. Like
yeah,
court, like that.
Maybe he's like waiting for him to come out from wherever he is.
Real quick, because I was catching up on the chat, I didn't see that Marcel says, "Is he speaking Genoese?" Which is kind of funny to me. After you're taking your galaxy gas, and someone wanted us to ask what he thinks of Corey the Rizzler and the pumpkin. Put that in your Gino's corner, Gino, when you record it. What do you think about the Rizzler? Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. It looks like, yeah, he's stalking him either outside of an office or in like a lobby of a hotel.
You can
maybe
see a lobby. You can see a fountain outside. So he's at least like the lobby of something.
You know, this is a powerful person, but he don't want to be seen.
So I gotta go.
All right, man.
How's the fire alarm not work at court? What is that?
Do you think maybe he agreed to like go like, hey, will you meet me so I can talk? And he's like, yeah, only if it's in the lobby of the building I work
at. Yeah, meet somewhere
thinking
in public.
He'd be safe.
That's awesome.
Oh, did they meet something? He makes him dap him up first before he grabs him from behind.
If I saw him adjusting a camera, I would have just walked back the other way. Nothing could have made me walk.
He's
past
literally
that guy.
Just at the Jimmy John's that's at the court, and he's like, "Hey, man, dap." And he's like, "Yeah, dap," and then just caught him. He didn't even know who he was.
What the hell?
Maybe it's like his name.
He must. Yeah, I was gonna say he must say some personal info here that they dropped the audio out on. This is fucking wild, dude.
That's awesome.
Wait, so he wants him to show his face? Is
yeah,
that what
he wants
he's doing?
To put him on the stream.
And he fucked up that part of it?
I think he does pick the phone back up to get it on stream. I like people sending like laughing, crying emojis and shit.
I mean, that's one of the funniest videos I've ever seen. Hey, man, all right, see ya. And he's doing this. He's like,
ah. Oh, Jesus.
Let me see. Let me skip ahead a little.
He's like Sam Fisher from... just like holding him and like whispering stuff into his ear.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, he's back.
Here we go.
Yeah, it is. It's like Splinter Cell where he's like interrogating him while he chokes him out.
Nigga. Who's a motherfucker?
How was no one walked up to do something about
that? What are you going to do about that?
The thing is, it's like...
Well, no.
At least, how do you not hear like, ah!
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's not in...
Because he's silenced him.
He's not in a McDonald's. He's not in a park. He's in a... nice lobby, and nice lobbies have security guards.
Yeah, you'd or
and he made a giant scene by grabbing and choking a man. Like, there's no way no one noticed this.
But maybe it's one of those situations too where you are the security guard and you're like, I don't fucking get paid enough for this shit.
But again, it feels like at a building like this, they're gonna have real security, like security.
I mean, it's at least from the title, it says they're in the state office, but it probably is. It's like,
yeah, they essentially
man,
just have,
I'm
like,
in a union, I don't give a fuck.
Because even like hospitals have like real cop security, basically, sometimes.
He was a dead man. The moment you took my daughter in that room and you couldn't tell me, you couldn't show me a fucking video or no motherfucker.
He might be killing this guy right now.
Yeah, no, exactly. It like, does feel like, is this guy going to die?
If you're like unconscious for like 10 seconds, and like, that's lifetime.
Yeah, that's a hard, like, he's got a hard lock and the guy's like not moving.
Nice.
And it is just all, he's just streaming it. It's just all online.
I'm the guy doing the face. All emoji.
No, fuck it. Nigga. This
I wish the chat wasn't fully cut off. We could see it a little bit. Someone just puts OMFG.
Work.
Wait, why is he streaming it though? For who?
A motherfucking.
In a weird way, I understand the idea of
just like having this like
father.
Break, having like a mental break of like, this motherfucker took my daughter.
Yes,
but like, I guess it's just the internet's fucked us up. Where we stream stuff.
He
like
needs
this.
An audience because that's what you need nowadays.
It's like a question no one can answer. Kind
sure.
of. Like,
okay.
Put my daughter in a motherfucking room.
Yeah, he's dead, right? Like, has this been like 30 seconds? He's drooling.
Yeah, what's the chat saying? Wait a fucking minute. Nah, OMG, people just be losing it. Wow. you crashed hard, bro.
Yeah, this is a crash out. And this is 1 hour into his stream because the stamp. One hour and 2 minutes. He's been sitting here all day. Like, and he actually fulfilled on a stream. I mean, that's a great ending to a stream.
Yeah, I mean, it is funny too because this is classic. Like, the state fucked me over. They took my daughter. Now I'm going to prove them right. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm going to give them any evidence they need.
This might be the best comment I've ever seen from Marcel. Dude thought he was too woke to get choked.
Wait. Oh, in our chat. I thought it was in the guy's chat.
Dude thought he was too woke to get choked. He didn't think he could get his hands on him. Once he gets his paws on you, he puts you to sleep for 2 minutes and you die.
Yeah, really, it's just like a lifeless body.
He holds him up like, no, I'm fine. He's like moving his mouth.
Yeah, doing the Weekend at Bernie's type shit. Like,
wave to her. Tell her you're good.
We're just playing.
I gotta go to work now.
Hello, my lady. I was just dancing.
You wanna go now?
I'm already ready to go to gym.
Oh, I've had this guy unconscious for 4 minutes.
I guess, you know what? Maybe that.
Ooh. Oh, come on.
The grill.
You don't need to do that part.
Well, and you know what? I just got my question answered because whoever said something to him, he said, you better back the fuck up because I'm already ready to go to jail.
Yeah, I mean, clearly he's That's ready to go to jail.
Maybe the people knew he was ready to go to jail.
Oh.
Go ahead. Call the cops. I'll be waiting.
Yeah, my alibi's airtight.
You know, there is something kind of badass about that, though. Like, I'm here to whoop one guy's ass, and I know the repercussions. I'm not going to run. I'm not going to hurt anyone else.
You know what this is?
What?
It's Reacher ass.
Yeah, this is what Reacher would do.
This is what Reacher would do. This is very, very Reacher.
It's just scary because he didn't beat his ass. He killed him.
Yeah. Now, Reacher. And Reacher would do that too. Reacher would snap his neck.
Well, Reacher would also be two steps ahead and have a way out. So this is why it's Reacher-esque and not textbook Reacher.
Well, Reacher would do this because there's a guy on the inside of jail that he needs to go to jail to get.
He could give him the whole like, you look like such a fool. Yeah, go ahead and put the handcuffs on me because guess what? In 30 seconds, that phone's going to ring. And I'm going to be walking out of here and you're going to be getting written up. And the guy's like, ho, ho, ho. Like, that's what Reacher would do. This guy doesn't have that in him. But it is Reacher-esque. It's Reacher adjacent. Just starts doing burpees.
Does a backflip.
Yeah.
Bet you can't do this on concrete. Knocks himself out. Wait, that's my favorite video of all time. Remember the guy does a front flip and knocks himself out?
He just got a Snapchat saying sexy.
Ooh, from Chocolate Drop?
He's going to miss out on this.
Well, that's the thing about women.
Oh, wait, that's the person recording. I'm stupid.
Oh, okay.
Anybody else think it's okay? Huh? Is it okay to take a little girl in the room? The fuck is not. I don't give a fuck what position y'all hold. You take my fucking daughter in the room, this is what the fuck's gonna happen to me. You still breathing?
Don't do it again.
He's not.
Back up.
He does have that, like, Bobby Lashley intensity in his face, too.
Fuck that. Fuck that.
Where it's not anger, it's just intensity.
Why'd you kill this black nerd?
No.
Fuck that.
Oh, wait. Who's this idiot? Why should he be locked up? He's protecting his daughter. The man who took his daughter in a room. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Does he think the guy diddled his daughter?
Probably.
Well.
There's a lot of that type of justice.
If that does come out, though.
And people wouldn't know the difference.
I mean, if it did come out that there was truth to it. Then everyone would be like, let him out. Yeah. Let him out.
Fictionally in this world where that comes out, sure.
They didn't want to do nothing. I can't. Nobody take my daughter into a motherfucking room.
We got to protect our kids from people that are protecting them from us.
It is. I mean, because it is. You're right, Mike. It is like he probably had to like. I have to take her into the room because we can't ask if you're being abused in front of the father.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think I abused motherfucker? Catch him in a flying triangle hold. Oh, you think I have a fly eye bar bar?
He picks him up, just starts torture racking him around the lobby.
You think I'm
abusive? I make my fucking point. Dude, he's choking him more.
Yeah, do stuff with him.
Well, nice delayed reaction, by the way. Hey, we will not let this happen now. Even though he's already dead.
Yeah, he's been dead. It was 3 minutes in where they're like, what's going on, guys? No, hey, buddy.
Hey, what can I say? Leave him alone. What are you doing with this guy?
He's getting a lot of thumbs up in his chat, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's getting that many, Jim.
Yeah, no, not that many. Actually, were there a bunch more during the choking? Let's see.
Better be.
Nigga.
It really looks like he's holding like a rag doll, like a fake prosthetic guy you use for a movie or something.
Well, he somehow got like the Milli Vanilli guy. Like, this is like a 50-year-old man that like, looks
this
great.
Not young.
Like, yeah, like it's a 50-year-old man that looks great.
And one, two.
He was a dead man.
Two thumbs up.
The moment.
Three.
You took my daughter in that room.
Dead.
And you couldn't tell me. You couldn't show
he's
me
completely out.
It's more thumbs up in hearts than you'd expect. Oh, there's
which is zero.
There's an emoji going, ooh.
Oh, that's me. Yeah. That was me when I was watching.
That's me going, I don't know, dude. Fam.
Yeah, this guy is pressing as hard as he can.
Yeah,
he's
the guy's
squeezing.
Folded, and it's been like 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's like you can see where he's grabbing his arm. He is locked in. And he doesn't have small arms too, so the actual grip on it, like from bicep to forearm, is very like going to be way tighter than normal.
And that's the hold where like if this guy you're hanging out with this guy and he's like, let me show you the hold. He does it for a second. And you're like, ah! Yeah, you just like tap out immediately.
Uh-huh. Well, and that's the hold that you can do at 12 and kill people with. Like, yeah, you don't have to do anything. Like, you just if it's locked like that, there's nothing anyone can do.
This is one of the first holds they teach you how to fake when you're learning to like do wrestling holds.
Yeah, because it's the kill hold.
It's dangerous and it's common.
It's the first hold ever invented.
Yeah.
And then he drops his face onto the marble floor.
That they found a motherfucker put my daughter
in a room.
Pause.
Am I the type of man?
He gets hit with pause. That's why he has to drop him. Yo.
Hey, yo, pause. Yeah. Hey, no Diddy up in here.
You holding a man? He's like, drop some face for
him. Think they ain't got to talk to me? You was a damn man.
You protecting someone from me?
I love that he turns him like he's looking at it.
No.
What?
Yeah, look at his limp hand that's just dangling. Yeah.
I mean, we're like 2 minutes into a chokehold.
Release right now.
Really? This is what you're doing? Cringe.
I'm already ready to go to jail.
All right, here comes the funk. Oh.
Some guy hits him with a pumpkin.
Yeah, what? Actually.
Yeah, someone runs up. Some justice-seeking vigilante with a pumpkin. Right.
That's the only way you break up this fight, by the way. Hit the guy choking
hit
him with
a
pumpkin.
Fucking pumpkin in the back
now
of the head.
Now they're both snoozing.
Let me see, because I didn't look into this. There must be a news update about this, right?
Yeah.
Is he dead?
I don't understand how this guy is
not dead.
I don't think they'd be allowed to put it online if it was dead, right?
Allowed to put it online?
Yeah. Well, I mean, World Star.
Hmm.
Let's I know World Star's the Wild West compared to YouTube, but it's still not like here's a video of someone killing someone who just died.
I don't think you've been on World Star. There's a lot of people getting shot in the head on World Star.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
usually there'd be like more. It'd be more like they put more warnings and stuff, or it'd say like fatal. It would be something in there, but let me double check. Dad attacks his daughter's caseworker and live streams it on Facebook. Arizona cops say. A man was charged with attempted murder. So the guy is still alive. Somehow he's still alive.
Wow.
That's crazy.
After being accused of nearly killing his daughter's caseworker in an attack, he live streamed on Facebook. On November 5th, Mesa officers got a call about a man later identified as DeAndre Terrell Johnson, 32, of Scottsdale, choking another man in the lobby of a commercial building. When the police arrived, they found the victim, a Department of Child Safety employee, lying on the ground in an altered state of consciousness. They later learned the victim was a caseworker for Johnson's daughter, and the two had set to meet in the lobby. Johnson had posted a video on Halloween expressing his concerns after his 9-year-old daughter was interviewed by a DCS employee in a private room. Johnson live streamed the encounter, turned attack on Facebook. He was in a chokehold for 2 minutes and 30 seconds with his eyes bulging out and his muscles tensing up.
Well, and later that day, he had a triple threat match with Batista and Triple H. What condition is he going to be in for that match now?
What was really telling about the video is that the caseworker had more than an hour-long conversation where they are talking calmly. Things seem to be going okay. So he's talking to him at the beginning of the video? Oh, he's kind of talking to his kid. Maybe he was like, I'm going to film this interview or something.
Oh, yeah, we're interviewing you for Bandy Candy, whatever the...
Did you sell tickets?
Yeah, what's your favorite concert? What's your first concert?
That explains the you're not going to dap me up thing, because he was basically saying like, okay, we'll see you later.
Yeah, they fist bumped to say goodbye. Out of the blue, this happens. Witnesses intervene and the victim was let go. Yeah, they intervened pretty late. During an interview, the victim told officials Johnson just wanted to kill him, according to the court documents. The victim
seems like he did.
Yeah, I mean, he's saying it out loud. He's like, I'm going to kill you.
The victim suffered absolutely serious injuries and almost died, medical personnel told investigators.
Yeah.
Yesterday, one of our specialists was assaulted in an unprovoked and horrific manner by a parent of our Tempe Gilbert Field Police. Parent at our Tempe field office. This disturbing event occurred in the public lobby of the building, and although no weapon was used, the attack was severe enough that our specialist had to be taken by ambulance for medical treatment.
I don't know. I saw two guns, dude.
Well, to demonstrate the facts, let me do a whip it for 2.5 minutes.
He was arrested on charge first-degree attempted murder, aggravated assault, and unlawful fight charges. Let me see. It does say that...
Well, it is a shocking video. First,
Hey, hold on. There's something where it said like the aunt meant talked about it. Aunt says man who choked out DCS worker on camera did so because of closed door meeting with 9-year-old daughter. Okay, he said as much.
Aunt says, "Damn, unk."
Yeah, damn, uncle and ham. Uncle and ham for the turkey.
Yeah, uncle and ham on the chin.
Aunt says, is he cooked, though?
He's definitely cooked when he bounced his face off the marble floor.
Video first uncovered by 12 News, the violent assault of a state employee live streamed for everyone to watch. Tonight, 12 News is learning more about what prompted this man, DeAndre Johnson, to nearly choke a Department of Child Safety caseworker to death.
12 News journalist Sean Rice spoke with a family member today who says Johnson had been trying to get answers on an incident that involved his daughter. Sean, what's going on?
Yeah, Mark and Creepy, that's right. DeAndre Johnson's aunt, Lisa Welch, told me today he had become enraged with the Arizona Department of Child Safety after a caseworker brought her into a room and questioned her about his parenting. Now, the aunt does not condone Johnson's actions, but she says he had been trying to get answers from DCS for days and ultimately never got them.
When you get put on hold by DCS...
And not to, like, I would imagine that's pretty frustrating, but also when it has to do with kids, like, any open investigations and stuff, they don't talk to you because they know that the second you know anything, it will either be about you or you'll change something or hide something or destroy something or move. So, like, that's why, like, I get it. Like, if you are a man who is not capable of this, if you're like, let's pretend you're hypothetically an innocent man, I would imagine it's very, very frustrating. But I would imagine that the guilty man, it is way more frustrating, but for very different reasons.
Well, would a bad father choke a man to death?
No way.
That's true.
He's protecting his daughter. That shows he's a good father.
Yeah, protecting his daughter from him.
In a Mesa office building, a DCS caseworker loses consciousness.
He was a dead man.
DeAndre Johnson films himself choke out the DCS worker for several minutes before onlookers prevent him from hurting him even more. One day before this violent assault, Johnson took to Facebook to express his frustration over the very same caseworker approaching his daughter at her school.
He's wearing the big Justice Boom chain.
You damn right I'm mad. How much more information you need? Somebody that didn't work at the school took a 9-year-old girl into a room and there ain't no video or audio recording. What more information you need? You don't know right from wrong?
Outside of her Scottsdale
apartment,
his aunt,
Lisa Wells. So I can't give war mode to black guys. they don't understand everything.
Welch declined our request to go on camera, but she says Johnson didn't.
Homer chokes his own son. It's okay.
That's right.
Oh, that's true. An excellent point.
That's very true, Jameson and Jack.
That recontextualizes this whole conversation.
Yeah, I'm changing everything in my eyes.
And
now.
It's done for a fun goof.
Find out about the closed door meeting with his daughter until she told Johnson about it. She says he became enraged, prompting him to set up the meeting with the DCS
worker. He acted like he had something to hide.
It's unclear why DCS was speaking with his daughter. 12
News
reached out to them
to ask what happened
and why. They told us they could not comment on the investigation into Johnson due to confidentiality laws.
Yeah, it's so unclear why they would wonder what this guy's like problem could be.
Mm.
Potential anger issues, maybe getting physical with people. I don't know. It's beyond me.
It's but like the combination of dapping someone up, streaming it live, and then nearly choking them to death is so it's pretty badass
it
when you think about it.
Badass
of the DCS worker and remains in jail on a $500,000 bond. 12 News has also learned this is not Johnson's first run-in with the law. Back
what?
In 2017, he was convicted of aggravated assault. Court documents obtained by 12 News say he punched a man he didn't know in the face, threw him to the ground, kicked him, and stomped on the back of his head until he lost consciousness.
Wow.
Tempe police say Johnson continued to stomp on the back of his head and was smiling while doing it. The victim
How did he
testified
know if it was
at
the
trial
back of his
that
head?
He did not know Johnson and described it as a completely unprovoked attack on his life. Johnson was sentenced to nearly a year in jail and 4 years on probation.
Damn, and that was before the internet, so he wasn't even doing it for an audience. He was just doing it for funsies.
Wait, before the wasn't it, they say 2017?
Oh, I thought they said when he was 17.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
now, in a statement on the violent assault of their caseworker, the Department of Child Safety says their staff are constantly working under challenging
Wait, did they
circumstances
say he only got a year for stomping in the back of someone's head?
Yeah.
That was already I didn't even like make the connection. It took me a second to realize.
Good
Jesus.
Lord.
With the ultimate goal of strengthening families and ensuring Arizona children can thrive. They add that a comprehensive review of this incident is currently underway.
They're now
to,
hiring.
Quote, prevent it from happening again.
Hmm. Yeah. Who wants to work there? Fuck that.
That was awesome.
I mean, hey, the guy, he's good at one thing, and it's kicking ass.
Yeah.
Am I wrong,
he's
guys?
He's all out of bubble gum when he saw that guy.
Yeah. I'd like to see how confident he is, though, if he's in the same room with Baby Gronk.
Oh, very true.
Actually, that same video of Baby Gronk, and it's the Rizzler choking him out. You're like, finish him. Finish him.
Maybe
like Mortal Kombat style. Finish him.
Maybe he's just institutionalized, and he's like, I just need to get back to where my home.
Three hots and a cot, baby.
I need three hots and a cot. I'm going to go choke the fuck out of some guy.
I need
guy.
Them good pills.
it's true. Maybe he's institutionalized. He just need one Pepsi.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's all he wanted.
Yeah. Give me a Pepsi. What?
Staring into the window.
What, you're not even going to give me a Pepsi?
Oh, we have Dr. Pepper.
Oh my goodness. Favorite part of the show.
Woo! Gino's Corner.
Yeah, we had Gino's Corner. We had the Rizzler.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love the Rizzler? And when the Rizzler has a cream-filled Twizzler and he doesn't know where to put it.
When
Gene
they tried,
Fallon gives him nothing.
When they tried to shut down the stream and we still came back strong.
Yeah. Yeah, they tried to fuck us on the stream.
We 500
oh, yeah.
deep and they're like, no.
I like finding out how little money Corey has.
Yes, I liked
oh.
his letter on the flowers.
Heather Don May in the hospital?
Yes.
I'm not happy that she is there. Rest in peace. I'm sorry. Get well soon, Heather Don May. Jim and them is sending their love and their sympathy for you. You'll be back on your feet in no time. But the picture that made Jeff fall in love with her.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, her in her hospital bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll be back on my dick in no time.
Oh, from Corey. Love Corey
yes.
Feldman.
Yeah, love Corey from Corey Feldman, the flowers note. Wow, what a great show we have. Oh, you lucky people. Thank you for hanging out, everyone. Friday nights, 7-ish Pacific time. Of course, get on that goddamn motherfucking Patreon.com/Jim and Them.
Patreon.com/Jim and Them. That's where you can get all sorts of extra Jim and Them content. We talked about it earlier in the show, but we did watch The Birthday as a movie commentary. So even those of you that are just here for the Corey content, the Patreon has you covered. Check it out. There is a free tier if you want to check out what we have on there without having to immediately tie yourself to some type of payment. I guarantee you'll like it. You'll probably jump on it. It will be your new favorite thing. There will be about 10 years worth of shows for you to enjoy. If you're one of those people that never has enough things to listen to, the Jim and Them Patreon is for you. Patreon.com/Jim and Them. Jim, what else do we got up there besides the coming soon birthday commentary?
Well, I got to back up for a second from our choking video. Marcel in the YouTube chat brings new meaning to dreadlock.
So. Jim, play something.
Let's see.
Blowing ounces of piff and constantly smoking high as kites using Rillos. Bupac Shakur.
There you go.
A lot of people don't even know about
Bupac. Doesn't matter. Great joke.
Yeah. He crushed it. Bupac Shakur.
Oh, yes. Patreon.com/Jim and Them. What did we just put up? I put up, part zero from our last episode.
Oh, that was
which
a good
also
one.
Featured Kevin. We, of course, we talk about the Costco guys, but this time we actually had chicken bakes. We had double chug chocolate cookies that we got to try.
Yeah.
We also talked about video games on that episode. We also got woke as hell. I did see some people in the chat saying they missed the woke shows, which we haven't done in a while.
Oh, shit, you're right. We haven't done one of those in a minute. Yeah,
we do have some more on our Patreon. I'm not sure if you've only seen the ones on our YouTube, but we have some recurring characters on our woke show that we do love and enjoy.
The problem with the woke show, though, nowadays is that it's like parody is becoming reality, so what do we even talk about?
Yeah.
Well, that's why we Remedy need to, H. Remedy H yeah, is a hero.
We need to go back and find Remedy H. We need to find some of our old favorites. Our other, I love to shoot them hoops guy.
Yeah.
A lot of the gang stalking people.
Love to shoot them hoops.
I always thought that was Matthew McConaughey.
Until I shoot them hoops?
Yeah, I thought that was just like a quote from a movie
or something. No, he's just a wacko guy we found on YouTube. What else? What else went up? I think there was a new Jim Tervention just went up. That's where we watch the show Intervention. We laugh at these people.
Well, we laugh at the situations.
And the people.
Sometimes we laugh at the people.
The latest one's very good. If you remember the band City High, they had a song, that song, What Would You Do If Your Son Was At Home? Trying on the floor at his bedroom door because he's hungry. And the only thing is something about something. One of the guys from there, he turned into a big-time alcoholic. And
cheaper than man for a little money.
We're backlogged as shit. I just remember that.
Yeah, and so it's all about how he's like, it's even rougher. Like, just, you know, already being an alcoholic is whatever. Like, just being an alcoholic because you're, like, reminiscing about your high school days. This guy's reminiscing about, like, 1 year in his life where he was on top of the world, dude. Yeah. That song was everywhere. And by all intents and purposes, like, he was going to be a big star in music.
And now he's somewhere smoking Rocktown, in and out of lockdown. He ain't got no job now. What would you do, Jim?
Yeah, what would you do? So he was on Intervention. We watched his episode. That's currently on our Patreon. That's just a small taste. There's so much more. Patreon.com/Jim and Them.
If that is somehow not enough for you, Jim, what will people find if they go to showswhatyouknow.com?
Well, you can hear more of me. I host a podcast with Jacob Burrows. We discuss television shows at showswhatyouknow.com.
Afraid of you.
We've discussed every episode of The Sopranos. We're also currently just discussing ongoing shows like The Penguin.
I heard that that's a good show. I like it a lot. It seems like it's good.
No, exactly. That's exactly what we talk about, too. It's like, this should be bad, especially like every comic book show is bad.
Well, and that just seemed like such a, why are they even making this show?
But so far, so good. Getting hyped for the finale this weekend. We'll be talking about it on Monday. Showswhatyouknow.com. Ooh, we'll be talking about new Cobra Kai's in like a week. Pat Morita's wife dropped a spoiler. I don't know if you saw it, Mike, or a potential spoiler.
I didn't. I'm glad I didn't.
We'll see how that plays out. But yeah, showsatgino.com.
Because the first half of the last season, I was like, oh shit, are they back? But then the second half happened, and I was like, nah, they ain't back. Hey, speaking of being back, Jeff, when are you going to be back out there telling great jokes for all the people?
Oh my God, this Tuesday, see me at Tequila Little Time. Ooh. We're getting, my voice is still fucked up. but yeah, come see me do 10 minutes of Tequila Little Time. You won't because you don't live here.
How's your 10 though? How is it? You feeling good about it?
We'll see.
Do you feel like you have a, what would you say you have a tight version of? Like you could feel confident in no matter what?
10, I think.
You have a good 10?
I got a good 10.
All right. Because I remember back in the day, Jake saying a tight 10 is a lot harder than most people would think.
There's not a lot of opportunities to do 10 when you're an open mic. So you got to get the features and then hopefully not bomb.
Gotcha. Well, where was that again?
Tequila Little Time and on Sahara.
Las Vegas, Nevada, baby. The comedy scene is thriving. For my endorsement this week, I would say I famously poo-pooed the Oreo-flavored Coke.
Ooh,
I kept making this face when I drink it.
Wait, what?
Jeff, the Coke-flavored Oreos, on the other hand, full endorsement from me. I thought they were delicious. I can't quite put my finger on it. Maybe it's a Coke flavor in it, but there's something extra in there. But then also they got like Pop Rocks in the frosting. It doesn't go too crazy. It just kind of feels like it's like supposed to be like carbonation or something like in the back of your throat. I liked them. They were like simple, like more simple than I thought they were going to be. It's just like, oh, it's like an Oreo, but like it's got a little something extra that I'm like into. I don't even know if you can buy them anywhere. I got lucky and found them in Barstow on my way to California, but I bought them. I liked them. So my endorsement is not for Oreo flavored Coke, but it is for Coke flavored Oreos. That is my endorsement.
Oh, excellent. Well, on that, I'm Jim.
And with him.
And we're out. Word.